million.
Another night of being together, worshiping the Lord, thanking Him for this day, thanking Him for our salvation. Can you hear the song that's in the background? It's "Oh, How I Love Jesus."
Yes.
You know, when we get our eyes on Jesus and we spend time in sweet communion with Him, the world can just do what it likes and pass us by. It doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter.
Our joy is in the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
So, beloved, let's go this evening together into the presence of the Heavenly Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we love You and we thank You for saving our souls. We thank You for Jesus. Thank You, Jesus, for going to the cross and paying the price for our sin. Thank You, Jesus, for a lovely day. No matter what's going on around us, Jesus, You are our joy. And we just want to bow down and worship You tonight and tell You we love You and we thank You and we are grateful to You for all the many blessings. You created everything there is, and it all holds together because of You.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, You are awesome. You are wonderful. Might we just really appreciate You and know that we move and we live and have our being because of You.
Yes, Lord.
Your love for us. Thank You for creating us. Thank You for redeeming us, buying us back because we sold ourselves into sin. But Jesus, You searched us out. You opened our eyes to the truth of our sinful nature and our need for You. That You went to the cross and paid the price with Your precious blood that we might be with You eternally. Thank You, Father. Thank You. Thank You for Your Spirit that dwells in us, that keeps us on the straight and narrow and makes us pure and holy, a holy bride, watching and waiting for You, Jesus, our bridegroom, without spot or blemish. We love You, Lord. Might we have a good time together tonight, all those who are listening. Might their cups be filled to overflowing. Oh, Father, there are so many needs and so many people are crying out to You for help. And we know that You're there to answer their prayers.
Yes.
We thank You for that, Father. Might they see that the real joy is not in having more time on earth or free of pain and suffering, but it's being one with You and that hope of knowing that we'll be together eternally. Oh, thank You, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. What do you say?
Yes.
So good to be with you today. I want to give you an update. They took the stitches out of my knee today. I think it was 21, 22 stitches. And they took me off the walker, put me on a cane. And they said I'm doing great. We've got our therapy set up. One more week at home. And then we have, I think, 12.
Four weeks.
4 months of therapy.
Four weeks.
4 weeks. Thank you, Pastor. So anyway, everything's going fine. We're looking to make our move to our new home in the next few weeks, and we're just excited.
Amen.
And God wants everybody. Let's get excited. Let's get it together. You might say, well, there ain't nothing happening in my life. Well, it ain't God's fault. It ain't God's fault doesn't happen. He said we will seek Him with all of our heart. We'll find Him, and once we find Him, He'll put us to work.
Amen.
You hear me today?
We have work to do.
I tell you, all of us have work to do, and I just thank Him for being with me today, and I just never thank God enough for Pastor Nikki. And she's been there when everybody else was gone. She's been right there for me. And I just praise God for you, my beloved wife.
Thank you.
We're going to sing this old song. and I pray you'll enjoy it. It's called I Feel Like Traveling On. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Don't say you're tempted enter there. I feel like traveling on. Come on now. Oh, I feel like traveling on. So good to me.
Yes.
I would like to change that to the Lord is so good to me.
Amen.
You know, the Lord is not a has-been, a not maybe will be, but the Lord is.
Amen.
He is the great I am, yes. And he's been good to me.
Amen.
I thank him today for these 76 years on the face of this earth, and I've had several revelations that God is going to use Pastor Nikki and me in a way that we have not seen in all of our years of ministry and marriage. Something good is on the way. And God prepares his people for it. You know, sometimes we wonder, why do I have to go through the fire? Why do I have to go through the persecution? Why do I have to go through the lies and the pretense? Well, I can just give you the answer now tonight, beloved. God is preparing you for something bigger and better. If you're willing. If you're willing. Amen. If you're willing, God is preparing you for something bigger and better. Now, I believe I've got a good message here. Pastor Nick is going to come and read the word. And I'm going to walk around here and see if I can get, there you go, Pastor Nikki. Go on right up in there in front of me.
Right here.
There you go.
I'm reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 7 through 13. This is the Lord's message to the church at Philadelphia. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Now you sit down if you get to
that. Yes, ma'am.
Knee starts hurting.
If it starts hurting, I'll sit down. Okay.
You all tell him, okay?
All right. Thank you for your love and concern.
We do love you.
Thank you to all those that have been praying for Pastor Nikki and me. A lot of you know the battle we're going through, and you have believed in our walk with God, and you have supported us all the way, and I just want to take time to thank you. Thank you for your belief that Pastor Nick and I are walking with the Lord, upright in heart, not perfect, but our heart is right.
Amen.
And God is using us in a mighty way.
Amen.
Now, John was writing in the book of Revelation. He was writing, as the Holy Ghost moved upon him, to seven churches. Seven churches. Pastor Nikki, do you need to move the whole thing up? That would be the best thing to do.
I think so. Then they could hear better.
Okay. Bring this whole thing up a little bit more, okay?
That's good.
That good?
That's good.
All right. But John was writing, God has spoke to him about the seven churches. Now, no matter who you are, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you are part of one of these seven churches that God is talking to.
Yeah.
Now, God doesn't, he's not a respecter of persons. If God tells me that it's a sin to commit adultery, it's a sin for you. There's no exception. God doesn't make exception. And so the Church of Philadelphia, it really struck me when I read it today. It says that God opens and shuts doors. God sets some people up. God sets some people down. That's one of the things that this election has not bothered me that much. Because I know that whatever happens, it had to be run by God to pass or not pass. God is the one that sets people up in government. He's the one that sets them down. In today's church, God sets some up and he takes some down. You see, when God opens a door, no man can shut it. And sometimes the enemy thinks he's got the upper hand. You know, when they looked at Jesus dying on the cross, the religious people thought they were doing God a favor. And when he took his last breath, everybody, the synagogue of Satan. You see, we have churches today that are synagogues of Satan. And the synagogue of Satan was laughing, saying, we finally got rid of that troublemaker. But I want you to know, he who laughs last, laughs the hardest. Jesus rose on the third day and stirred up all of hell and all of the demons. And I believe that God is opening up doors to people that are not willing to go along and play church, but they're willing to follow God with all of their heart, no matter what price they have to pay.
Amen.
Pastor Nikki, so many people have given their life for the gospel.
That's right.
And so when you and I are persecuted, we don't need to take that personally. No, it's something that all people that are following God is going to go through.
That's right.
But Jesus says, he that openeth, no man shutteth, and shutteth, that no man openeth. I want to tell you, God can change everything overnight.
Yes.
That's what happened with the COVID. Today, as I went down to the clinic, and I saw and met with the man that put the new knee in, and I seen people and going, I thought, people are hurting. Yes. We're in a hurting world.
Yes.
We need to be walking with the man that can help us get through this.
Amen.
Listen, most of you know, this is not a game.
Right.
We're going through the beginning of sorrows. We're in the beginning of the last days. And Satan has unleashed everything he's got. Satan has not held back anything. But you know, a lot of us Christians been holding back. A lot of us been holding back, trying to play church and please people. Let me tell you, you can't be a God pleaser and be a man pleaser at the same time. And in the Bible it says that we ought to please God rather than man. Because you can't please man and God at the same time. Because man and God, he is holy, and our righteousness is a filthy rag.
That's right.
So, you know, when God opens a door, no man can shut it.
Amen.
And God says, I know your works. Let me tell you something. There is nothing hid from God.
Amen.
There is nothing hid from God.
No.
God knows what you're thinking. He knows those plans that you made. He knows the things that you have conjured up in your heart to try to take down other people. I want to tell you, God, nothing is hid from him. And he says right here, I know your works. You know, you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. And you know, there was a fig tree in the Bible that Jesus walked by, and the fig tree was beautiful. Jesus wanted to taste of the fruit of the tree. He went up to the tree and there was no fruit. Oh, it looked good from a distance, had everybody fooled. The fig tree is so nice. Boy, I bet it's full of fruit. Jesus went over to check it out. And honey, he's coming to check us out. He's coming to check us out. We better be having some fruit. Because Jesus, when there was no fruit on the fig tree, he cursed it. And so I want to ask you today, and I'll ask myself, What kind of fruit's coming out of our life? Are we living in a box? Are we doing the same thing over and over? You know, we people that love to hunt, we can find where the deer's going and the bear and other animals because of their habits. And you know what? We people have our habits too.
Yes.
And sometimes our habits are not good habits. Sometimes our habits have developed into nothing but destruction for the church of today. Mm-hmm. And God's work in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I know you work. And he said, I've set before you an open door. That's exactly what he told Pastor Nicky and me. We were in West Virginia. And of all the 14 years that we've been coming backwards and forth from Jacksonville, Florida to West Virginia, this was a trip that something inside of me, I dreaded. I dreaded coming back to Florida. And I got to thinking about it. Why am I dreading this so bad? Why? Because the Lord had something wonderful and we wouldn't be able to understand it at first. But trusted and believing in the Lord that he's opened the door and we go through that door, we'll be glad we did.
Amen.
We'll be glad we did. And so he said, I know that you've got a little strength. You know, today, Pastor Nicky's been running day and night. And about a half hour before we set up, she said, I've just got to go lay down and get a little rest. She said, I'm wore plumb out. And I was thinking about that. I was thinking how that she's give and give and give. But yet she had a little strength. Maybe you feel like you only have just a little strength left. It'll be enough.
That's right.
Jesus said, I know that you have a little strength. You've kept my word, have not denied my name. And he said, behold, I will make of them of the synagogue of Satan. That's the persecutors of God's people, the synagogue of Satan. He said, I'm going to take care of them. I want to say today that we, as God's church, we better work together.
Amen.
We better be in one mind and one accord. Because I tell you what, that synagogue of Satan can come in. And if we are asleep in what we ought to be doing, then he'll take over. And then the first thing you know, a house divided against itself will not stand. A family divided will not stand. A church divided will not stand. A government that is so divided will not stand. The Bible makes it plain, it will not stand.
Amen.
And so, there's a promise here. He said, because you've kept the word, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation.
Wonderful.
That's his promise. I know that sometimes we just get enough, and we just want to throw up our hands. Well, I want Satan to know that Pastor Nicky and Pastor Buck Stanley are not going to throw up our hands. Right now, the Holy Ghost is getting us ready and putting on the gloves for the fight that is to come.
Amen.
And we're going to win because we are fighting with the Lord Jesus Christ on our side.
Amen.
And I want to close today with this. This, you should go to the book of Revelation and read the third chapter. The churches that Jesus Christ is speaking to, the message to Philadelphia. He said, he that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. I want to tell you, beloved, if you'll follow Jesus, keep his commandments, love him more than anything, and love your neighbor as yourself, and be a peacemaker and not a troublemaker, not someone that flies off the handle and destroys things with words that can never be taken back. If you will follow Jesus Christ, then you'll be an overcomer. Amen. And that's what God is saying to the church today. The church today. And I know you've got a little strength. Hang on. Hang on, because I'm going to bring you through it. And that's what God is saying. He's saying to you, lost person, I'm amazed at the people that have even preached God's word, that if they died today, they go to hell because they're not born again. I want to say to you today, Jesus wants to save you. He came to this earth to forgive us of our sins. And he wants you to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Amen.
And there's an old song that says, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore.
Amen.
Oh, won't you join me today in setting your face like a flint towards the work of the gospel and not let anything turn your head? Oh, I tell you what, if you let your head be turned too quick, the devil will break your neck. Because we're not like a hoot owl. He can turn that old head all the way around, but we can't do it. Better keep your face straight ahead towards the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pray you've enjoyed this message today because it done me a lot of good. It showed me I need to straighten up, you know. The Lord brought us into this world, and the Lord's going to take us out, and it can happen overnight.
Amen.
Just want to say thank you for coming and being with us today. Merlin Cantrell, I always loved you. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the way. Would you come? Prepare us a
dwelling place there.
Would you come, Pastor Nikki, and let me go back there?
Oh, okay.
Would you come, Pastor Nikki, and finish the song? Amen. So long. The truth and the life. Oh, sing it now in this way.
By and by, we shall meet on that beautiful.